I guess sometimes we've been wanting to do like a little bit of extra when something comes out, when something important comes out. Well, not important, I suppose.
And it's important. It's very important. It's of. It's,
when something
we
like
need
drama
to tell you.
Or controversial comes out, we often have to wait until like a week later, then it becomes irrelevant. So we decided we're going to do an extra thing that if there's something we want to talk about, we'll do it that night and we'll record like
little
a
this.
Kind of a mini podcast type thing. So, yeah.
Little that.
Yeah.
So buckle in.
So, yeah, buckle up because, boy, do we have something to talk to you guys about, Fruity. A trailer was just released today.
Yeah.
And it's all about being a gamer girl, being a streamer, mm-hmm. being live on the air. And you get to play as the moderator, yeah. The admin, as a Twitch channel. How'd you feel about it as a female streamer? Was it an accurate portrayal? Did you feel like connected to the trailer as a woman who streams? Tell us about it.
All right, so there's been like so much rage about this trailer. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I'll talk to people who haven't seen the trailer because it got taken down several places of what it's about. It's pretty much just you're a moderator. You get to help her make decisions in her stream and that's pretty much it. And yeah, I guess get form a bond with the streamer. I don't know if it was actually form a bond with the streamer. I'm not sure if that was a part of it, but I did see like you make decisions together, moderate the chat, make the stream better type thing. But yeah, that's the trailer. And then, oh yeah, it's just this girl and then she's having boyfriend trouble as well. And then she's going to a boat alone or something like that. And pretty much, I don't know, she gets a stalker comes to her house
and stuff.
I don't know what it's all over the place trailer.
The weird thing for the trailer for me was like, it tries to hit every single cliche, stereotypical thing, you know, trope of a female streamer, like the gym gear where she's doing like a gym stream and how she's like trying to talk to the mod and stuff like that. It's like, it's not like that. It's like every single like dirty kind of like nasty trope is trying to be hit. Even like the big overlay they've got. And yeah, like every streamer uses overlays, but I just hated everything about it, man.
Well, I mean, that's always what happens when like companies try to portray like a streamer or something like that.
Yeah.
They always overdo it and it's just kind of cringe in that respect. But the most of the controversy is becoming around the fact that this person's a mod who's trying to get closer to her,
yes.
I suppose. And I don't know if I really... So I've had that happen. I think every female streamer has had that. Male streamers have had that too, where as mod has gotten power hungry and they think that they can talk to you like they know you and you know them, you know, that which is never the case. And that's why I would probably recommend anyone to stay away from like their mods and that and like personal DMs with people, like stay away from that. That's like that stuff only leads... unfortunately can lead to bad things. I think everyone's had cases of that actually. Me personally, I remember one case. Actually, I have so many cases, but I'll say one case.
So many cases. Damn.
Yeah, I've been around for 7 years, so you know, where this person would keep emailing me. I wouldn't respond. I think I responded to one being like, stop. And then I remember their girlfriend was someone that I'd met before. And then that person emailed me being like, how dare you portray this person like this? And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, like what are you actually talking about?
It's like the things can get so misdirected, even if you just even slightly interact with someone, they can take it on a whole different like train of thought
in their mind.
Psychos out there that can take it on in their mind. It can be like, oh my God, we have this close personal connection and this person's now bullying me and I need to get revenge type thing. It's like, it's insane.
It's really weird. It's really strange. And I hated the thing that really made me think like this was gross and kind of like, ugh, like, you know, just straight up just like, what the hell are we doing here? Like the whole stalking thing, you know? And then she's like talking to a guy on like FaceTime and he's like, you're streaming again? You're streaming again? I can't believe this. It's just like, man, a streamer's life isn't dictated by everybody and else that's around them and stuff. Like, it's just, it was so weird. And like,
it was weird.
No one's going to yell at you like that. It's just such a disconnect from what I imagine it is to be.
That's how Marcus talks to me. You're streaming again? I need attention.
I don't know if
I found it like super weird because it was just a trailer. I suppose I didn't really understand what the gameplay involved yet. I was under the impression that it seemed like it was someone, as in the person you're controlling ends up being the stalker, but I don't think that they would make a game where you would be the stalker. That wouldn't make any sense.
I hope not.
That would be so stupid to me. I get the impression it's meant to be you're just a normal person, you're just a mod, and you're just slowly seeing this as you kind of passively watch this stream go on. I don't know, but I mean,
I thought it was like that until there was a backlash. No, I thought it was like that until there's a screen where you get to choose. It looks like you're playing as the streamer. Like, it looks as if you get to choose
go alone
between
and
go alone and check on Jack and Susie. Yeah.
It was so confusing.
Does it change? Like, are you playing as a mod
I'm
for
pretty
the streamer?
Sure you're playing as a mod. Yeah, it says that in the description. Level up mod powers guide Abby's choices.
Yeah,
and then cover
that's
the threat
weird.
She faces by an anonymous stalker who hides in the stream chat. Which I kind of, I'm going to be devil's advocate here, which is going to make
it.
A lot of ladies hate me because I've seen responses and say, I've got a lot of great mods who have like used their power and their knowledge of what they've seen on the internet to get rid of creeps from not just affecting me or my stream, but affecting other young girls in chat or young guys in chat too. I've seen good mods do work and take care of people and get people IP banned and from Twitch that were creeps. So I've seen that side of the story as well as the side of those weird mods that want to get close to you. I've seen both sides. Yeah. It depends how you want to interpret it. And it seems like most people interpret it as this moderator wants to get in this streamer's pants. That's what it seems to be, what people have interpreted as.
It kind of has that vibe to me, to be honest. I don't think anyone will hate you for saying that you've got an amazing mod team and that, you know, you've got mods that help you against creeps and weirdos and freaks on the internet. But I think it's the way that everything on this trailer, the way it's portrayed is so odd. It's such a disconnect,
I feel. The trailer is absolute trash, but I just wanted to just say that it might not try to be. At least, you know, we're talking about the fact that we are a lot of ladies. That's kind of comes with the territory that we are getting stalked and no one, that's becoming a norm and it shouldn't become a norm. We should not have to deal with that.
You this know, shouldn't be a norm.
People keep bringing up Sweet Anita's story, but that should be a thing bringing up. That should be taken care of by the cops she's been bloody appealing to for what seems like over a year or something, if I've read into her story correctly. And that's just trash. Oh, my God.
Yeah, apparently, this is just from a comment from the video, but apparently PlayStation privated their version of the game trailer because you know, it was getting so much backlash and so many people were downvoting it and things like that. So,
God, it's the wrong time to do it. What do you think about their timing?
Just stupid, you know, with everything that's going on Twitter with Me Too and stuff like that. It's like just absolutely idiotic, you know. It's just, you know, it's weird. It's strange. And yeah, I don't know. It's
just, you think it shouldn't be released on certain platforms?
This game?
Mm.
I don't think it should be released.
You think it should be released?
Here's my thing. It's too, I think things that imitate life so closely in such an interactive way, they're a little bit weird, you know? So for me, like, this is a little bit strange, but that's just my opinion. It's too role-playing as like a moderator that's saving a streamer from like a stalker. That is really odd. Yeah. It's so kind of, I don't know if this is the right word, but it's kind of fantasy driven. Mm-hmm. It's like, And that freaks me out, you know, that somebody has probably had that fantasy before. That's a weird thing to be thinking. Yeah. And that's what really makes me kind of go like, ugh, like, what the fuck? You know, like, what is happening here? So
yeah,
release the game. It's your freedom. But I ain't playing it. I ain't touching it.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Because it's like, it seems like it's an extra step upon Super Seducer, which was a game that I think also had problems as well. But I actually really enjoyed Super Seducer, to be honest with you.
It was more of a meme, you know, yeah, Super Seducer.
It was a meme. It didn't take itself seriously. It's just if you said the wrong thing, you get like kicked in the nuts or something like that, or you get slapped, or you just look like an idiot. And in the end, like it wasn't a lot of controversy around that game, though, about it being like chauvinistic in that, but I think it was just kind of more of a joke because that's how I tend to see things that are created in a more of a light-hearted way.
This doesn't have that vibe at all. This has creep written all over it.
The trailer was set up in a different way, not like a horror story where it seems like you're going to turn into...
Yeah, it's like a horror story.
Yeah, that hits way too close to home to a lot of people. Oh, God. I'm trying to think of another example because I keep seeing people being like, well, there's war. Then we have to get rid of every war game created, you know, like that are based on historic events. And I'm like, I don't know if it's the exact same.
I don't know if that's the same. I don't think that's the same at all. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. Would you ask someone who's been to war what they think about war games? I'm not sure. I've never really thought about it like that.
Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe that's the answer. We should ask people who went to war if we can make war games, you know? But man, if you're asking me, this is all weird.
But this is like, it's too close.
It's very close.
It's, I don't know, it's too stalkery.
Ugh. I mean, anyway.
It's going to get released regardless, but...
It's going to get released, and I can't stop it. I wish I could stop it, but sorry.
What are you going to do?
I will sue them for being weird. And that, I don't know. What can you do?
Well, I'll give you the game productions, and you can go over
there. People can release what they want to release. It's just weird if you ask me, Fruity. What the hell?
I mean, there has been weird things released. Let's be real.
Yeah, true.
A game with the dick and balls, and you just put it in. What's that one called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mean? That's the whole
Digging,
game.
I've never heard of what you're... Oh. No, you no, no. No, that's for you. That's not for me. Okay. No.
Can I ask, have you had any problems with mods?
No, not really. I've never gotten personal with mods ever. I've done a very good job at doing that, I think. And I think every single mod in my channel knows... how I feel. I don't get close to any of my viewers, any mods. I never respond to DMs. I never do any of that. I'm completely dissociated from that. Even if I do read a weird message, like a death threat or like a creepy message, because I do get creepy messages, I just completely ignore them every single time. And I've been okay so far. I just completely leave it.
Yeah, same. Same.
Yeah, ban, ignore, leave me alone. You're weird, you know? But yeah, on the side of mods, all my mods have been really nice. Never, ever, ever, ever had an issue with a mod. And I've unmodded heaps of people just to keep the flow different, you know? Now and then unmod people and mod new people. That's just my way. But I stay away from stuff. Yeah.
That's a good thing to have. I think that's... For everyone, that's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
Anything else to say about Gamer Girl? Do you like the title?
Man. I mean, even the title, not all game, like Gamer Girl, it's like, man, there's a lot of different kinds of gamer girls, you know what I mean? It's like gamer guy, gamer dude.
You just want a gamer boy, and you just want to play as yourself, Cray.
that's what it comes down to. My misogynistic attitude is that.
What would that game be like, gamer boy?
It'd be a Chad man making a whole bunch of money, never reading anything sexist against him, and just really standing above the rest as the greatest streamer of all time. Actually, pretty much, it's just role-playing as me, creator. Let's make a game. To the creators of Gamer Girl, create a game called Gamer Guy, Gamer Dude, Gamer... Yeah, it just put me in it. I'll be the guy. That's it.
I want that, actually.
It'd be amazing. It'd be amazing.
All right. Let us know if you guys like these random mini podcasts that we do.
Thank you.
About specific stuff.
And, thank you very much.
Bye.